We are joined here by PJ Clear from the Disability Federation Ireland. PJ, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much, Dana.
And you're
delighted
here
to be here.
Thank you very much. And you're here to talk about a self-advocacy event that is taking place tomorrow, Thursday, the 1st of December, in Jackson's Hotel. Would you like to tell us a bit more about that?
Certainly. Well, it's a self-advocacy learning event. And self-advocacy is very important, as people will probably know, in the terms of disability. And it's going to be attended by organisations, people with disabilities themselves, key workers and others. So there's going to be about 130 people there altogether. So we're looking forward to a really good event. And its purpose is to build awareness of self-advocacy and how to create the environment within organisations to enable self-advocacy to flourish.
And can you explain self-advocacy a bit, maybe to people who mightn't fully understand the concept of it?
Of course. Well, I know it sounds like a big word, but actually people might be familiar with the word advocacy.
Mm-hmm.
And advocacy means speaking up for somebody else. And self-advocacy means speaking out for yourself and representing your own needs, your own views, ideas or choices. So that's what self-advocacy is. It's basically having the skills and the confidence to speak out for yourself. I actually think, Donna, it's really important that people are aware that this is a partnership process that's ongoing within an organisation or in the community, but particularly this one is focused around organisations and how to build the environment within the organisation where self-advocacy can become a real part of partnership with people with disabilities. And the reality is, we talk about people with disabilities using services, but in many ways we describe them as service owners, because the services and the supports exist to support the people with disabilities themselves. So finding their voice in a supportive environment enables people with disabilities to be active participation, in service planning, implementing and delivery of their services. And really, it means that they become partners in that service, not recipients. So this is also in keeping with their rights under the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. So it's very important that awareness is built among organisations, among key workers who work every day with people with disabilities, and that they have the skills and the tools to empower people with disabilities to speak out. So we're very excited about this, particularly doing it for the first time in this region, and we're very excited about the view that this is just the beginning. And there has been a lot of other work underway in the region. Our colleagues in Inclusion Ireland have been involved as well in delivering self-advocacy programmes, and I'm sure that they would also like to maybe fill you in on that. So after the event, there will be a full report, and that will be out to available. And I would suggest that keep your eyes and your ears open, because there's going to be a lot more activities going on, because there will be next steps coming from this. And there will be a lot of people with disabilities there tomorrow. And they are also going to be speaking about their experiences through the DFI Self-Advocacy Support Programme, and also through the advocacy work that Inclusion Ireland are doing.
It's an exciting road ahead for you.
It is. And particularly this day tomorrow is really about people with disabilities. It's really about their view, their choices. And they're going to be facilitating workshops around, there's going to be workshops here around for the organisations. There's going to be workshops for the key workers on how to empower self-advocacy. And there's a workshop also being facilitated by people with disabilities themselves, speaking to other people with disabilities and saying, this is our experience of self-advocacy, and encouraging and supporting their cause.
We'll have all of the details attached of the event, any contacts and with the Disability Federation Ireland and the other people that will be in attendance there down below. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed, Donna, and lovely to speak with you.